Hi there, welcome back to the Daily Mirror's offices here in London for another edition of the Football Spice Show. We've got some top transfer tales for you today, so let's start with our roundup.
And we start with our own Daily Mirror, where Arsenal are considering an audacious bid to take striker Jermaine Defoe from London rivals Tottenham. Remains to be seen whether that does happen. Sky Sports reporting today that Spurs have already rejected a £22 million bid from Chelsea for the Croatian midfielder Luka Modric. The Daily Star say that Real Madrid boss Jose Mourinho wants to sign Man City striker Edin Dzeko. The Daily Mirror say that Blackburn boss Steve Keane lining up a bid for the Manchester City striker Emmanuel Adebayor. He spent a loan spell at Real Madrid last season. In the Sun, Liverpool duo Maxi Rodriguez and Raul Morales could be on their way out of Anfield. In the Daily Mirror, Barcelona has confirmed that they've started talks with Udinese for the Chile winger Alexis Sanchez. He's also wanted, as you know, by Manchester United and Manchester City. In the Daily Star, Manchester United boss Sir Alex Ferguson is ready to make a surprise £12 million offer for the Blackpool midfielder Charlie Adam. Liverpool already got the box seat on him. Also in the Star, Samir Nasri says he could stay at Arsenal, but he wants a new contract worth £6 million a year. That would make him the highest paid player at the club. A couple from the Daily Mail for you, because Chelsea are keen. Barcelona midfielder Thiago Alcantara being offered as part of that package for Cesc Fabregas by Barcelona. Also in the Daily Mail, Newcastle, Alan Pardew, he hopes to sign the West Ham striker Demba Ba and the St Etienne midfielder Blaise Matuidi by the weekend. In the Times, Manchester United have made an offer for the Lens defender Raphael Varane, who's also wanted by Manchester City and Arsenal. And one more from the Daily Star, because Real Madrid have claimed that they are in talks with Liverpool about signing the Argentine midfielder Fernando Gago.
Time for your messages, and to the Red Devil on the Mirror football website, you can see the video there. No, United haven't yet confirmed the signings of keeper David De Gea from Atletico Madrid or Ashley Young from Aston Villa, but De Gea has been talking in the press today about wanting to be as big a success at United as Edwin van der Sar, and we know that Ashley Young's not interested in going anywhere else but United. Both moves will happen. To Danny, LFC, we think Gael Clichy will indeed go to Liverpool. Again, he's got no interest in signing a new deal at Arsenal and he'd rather stay in England than go abroad. AfroSack wants news on Bolton transfers. Well, Owen Coyle's very keen on the Celtic midfielder Bahram Kayel. Now he's 23, plays in midfield, value at around about £6 million. He's got the super agent Pinneas Harvey dealing with his future. He wants a new deal at Celtic, but they could struggle to hold on to him. Bolton very keen, and Everton and Sunderland also interested. The Kingdom wants some Hull transfer rumours. Well, Hull are rivaling Celtic in the race to sign the England under 21 keeper Fraser Forster on loan. His parent club's in Newcastle, but he impressed on loan at Parkhead last season. Scoosh is asking what the situation is with the Sunderland keeper Craig Gordon. Well, lots of papers been reporting that he could be one of the many players the club want to ship out this summer. He's been linked with a move to Liverpool, also with Celtic as well. But Liverpool one interested because the Italian media been reporting that the Roma keeper Doni doesn't want to move to Anfield. Now, I asked you to tell me yesterday what you thought of the South Korea striker Park Ju-young. He's got offers from PSV and Lille, but he wants to go to Liverpool. Well, a friend of the show is Francois Lopez. He's a Frenchman living in Holland. He sent a lot of him, and he sent us the following progress report. He says, Park Ju-young, very complete player, a good finisher with a lot of pace. Francois likens him to Park Ji-sung at Man United and says Ju-young is similarly tireless. Francois also says that although Monaco went down at the end of the season, Park Ji-young was a star performer and that it's no surprise to see him attracting interest from Liverpool. Competition time. I don't need to tell you how it works by now. We need to know who you think will be the biggest spenders of this transfer window. The strip and boots of your choice as part of a goodie bag goes to the winner. We're not considering any entries whatsoever that don't tell us a country that you're writing in from. So make sure you put your details when you're writing. We are considering Gutu Dibella, though. She lives in the USA. She thinks United will be the biggest spenders, with Liverpool and Chelsea behind them. On YouTube, 26 Kino is in Dublin, thinks Chelsea will spend the most, with City and United behind them. Lachlan is from London, England, thinks that it will be United, City and Liverpool. And on our email, spy@mirror.co.uk, Dhruva is in India, thinks it will be Chelsea, Liverpool and Manchester United. Now, we see all of your tweets, your texts, your messages, so please do keep them coming into us. The Football Spy Show is back tomorrow. I'll see you next time.